Sup? The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Put the fucking mic on.
Yeah, Future Bachelor.
Joe cracked the dawn.
Yeah, Irv got it. Ashanti. Squad. It should be about. Let's go.
Got to do it.
What's love?
It's about us.
It's about trusting. What's love?
Got to do it.
Yeah.
What's love?
We gonna let Fat Joe rock for a little bit. Let's get it.
Slow down, baby, let you know from the gate. I don't go down late. I want a chick with dick kicks to lick to lift. She can be the
office type,
my life is ripped. Girl, you get me aroused, how you look in my eye. But you talk too much, man, you're ruining my high. I wanna lose the feeling, cause the roof is ceiling is on fire. And you looking good for the getting, I'm a rider. Whether in a hoodie or a linen, a provider. You should see the jury on my women, and I'm living it up. The squad stay filling the truck with chicks that's willing to jizz with us. You say you got a man and you're in love, but what's love got to do with a little menage? After the party, me and you could just slide on through and she could come too. What's love?
Whoa!
Got to do it.
What's love? It's about us. It's about trust, babe. What's love?
Got to do
it, babe. What's love? It should be about us. It should be about trust, babe. Yeah. Welcome to Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And this is episode 135.
Yeah.
Woo. Man, that's a vibe. I remember when that song came out and it was the hottest song. Everybody was like, "What's love?" And Ja Rule was on like one of the hottest rappers. Fat Joe became one of the hottest rappers. Ashanti was on everything.
Ashanti.
Yeah.
I was going to say that was during the period of time when Ashanti was just like all up in our faces all the time.
Yeah, she was like the go-to. It was kind of like a cool era for Cruz, because like, they started getting like, they had the rappers in Terror Squad and then they had Murder Inc., with Irv Gotti, and they're signing Ja Rule and Ashanti and a bunch of other people. And it's like, let's put the singer on the rap song. So that was like kind of a huge thing back then. But it's just a good one. I love that song. Gets me hype. It's a good throwback in the club when I'm DJing and stuff. But
Yeah,
how are you doing, V?
What's you know, I'm a, life? I'm surviving.
Surviving.
I'm not thriving just yet. I'm surviving.
I'm
a
survivor. Hell yeah. That's definitely something that we are doing these days. I feel like I'm definitely surviving right now too. But what are you surviving? What is it like being a new homeowner right now?
Yeah, I mean, so I closed on my condo last week, and you can't see it for those who are watching on YouTube. You can't see what's around me, but I'm surrounded by boxes and some bags and just general chaos as I'm getting ready to move tomorrow. So today, for those who are listening on when this comes out. But both of us this past week, we attended a pizza night at our friend Knip's place. People made some za's. There was a lot of za's to be had. We were power houring with wine, which seems like a poor choice looking back on it.
Poor?
But yeah, and then actually like the next day, I had taken off that day. So I was like actually like fully sick, like with a really bad cold situation, on Friday, to the point that like I was like dead for most of the day. I did go out and vote, and then, I just didn't do anything for the rest of the day, pretty much. And then I've just been running around like crazy, getting stuff prepped for my new place and packing. And having painters come in and paint and stuff and that whole shabam. I don't really even know. Like, we were just joking about before we started this that the last Thursday seems like forever ago, and it's like right now for us, it's not even a full week.
Yeah, it straight up feels like that. I mean, I'm right now actually in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Yeah. Visiting my friend Andy. He has an Airbnb out here right now, so I'm just working from here for the week, which is really nice and relaxing to switch it up. But it's been cool. I forgot what you asked me, but yeah, I'm out here right now, so it's kind of like it feels like a long I had a drive here, which is like 4 hours, so it feels like a long time ago. I'm gonna be traveling for the next couple weekends though,
for real,
so it's gonna be legit. I gotta get used to it, but pizza night was fun. You know, I love our little crew that's forming on Saturday. Hung out with like Lexa and Maggie and Manon, and I don't know where you were at. Well, you probably were busy, but
I was sick as a dog still.
Oh, that's right, okay, yeah. So
I was not coming near anybody.
Good, smart. But yeah, so we just kind of did like a rooftop bar and got to hang out with the girls. So that was cool. and then I took
Smart.
Off like the
Smart
next
got
day.
To hang with the girls.
Yeah, it was like, it's cool. Like, you know, when you're like one dude and you're hanging out with a group with like three girls, you're like, I'm doing something right now, so this is cool. It was a fun weekend. But now I'm here. We're just taking it easy until, you know, work week's over. But what have you been watching, V? Hold a second. Wait. What are you watching?
So much buildup.
It's ridiculous.
When I was pretty sick and I just was chilling like a villain, I watched this whole series on Netflix called Deaf You. And it's really, it's something that you have to like actually watch because most of it is, there's a lot of, you know, captions and everything because a lot of it is with just signing, because they're just signing to each other for most of it. And then some of them speak as well, but most of them primarily sign. So it's based in Gallaudet University, which is in like the DMV area. And it's an all deaf and hard of hearing university. And it follows the lives of like kind of like this one main friend group and the different hierarchies in the deaf and hard and hearing world. And so I did. And it just was really cool, especially because like I know her experiences of being deaf and hard of hearing. And what that looks like to her and like how she's always struggled between living in like a hearing world, in the sense that she has a CI, a cochlear implant, and like not being deaf enough to some deaf folks because she doesn't sign all the time, and stuff like
this?
That.
So you kind of cut out there for a second. So like you started explaining to someone, I didn't hear your introduction.
Oh, my friend Kendall, who is deaf.
Okay. Sorry. So yeah, she introduced you to the show, you said?
Yeah, she introduced me to Deaf You, and it kind of helped explain some of the experiences that she has had with struggling between the hearing and the deaf world. Okay. So it's just really cool. It's really interesting. You do have to like actually really watch it though, because you can't just like kind of like not watch the screen or turn away for too long, or else you're gonna miss what's happening because it's
interesting.
It is interesting. So
well, there's this new movie that's coming out called Love and Monsters, or Monsters and Love. It stars that guy from what's the movies? It's like those like apocalyptic movies about teenagers. It's not Hunger Games, but it's like the one where they had three of them.
Divergent?
No,
series?
There was another one. It was like
Percy Jackson.
You know, there was a lot of those movies happening.
I'm listing them all off. I'm like.
The actor is Dylan O'Brien.
Oh, wasn't he in? Was he in the newer version of Teen Wolf?
Oh, yeah, I think he was on MTV's...
In Maze Runner, that's the dystopian ones that you're thinking of.
Yeah, The Maze Runner, that's what it was. So, essentially, like, it's another apocalyptic movie, but it's pretty cool. Like, it's kind of, like, about love, and there's monsters, obviously. So, I would recommend checking it out. I don't even think it's out yet. I think you can, like, maybe you can order it on Prime for, like, $20. I found a link. But, check
some
it out.
Some shady what did we watch?
Yeah, check it out, you pirates. Well, guys, why don't we take a little flight to, I don't know, quick hits? What do we got for some quick hits, V?
So, you know, this younger generation's favorite politician, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, for people who aren't hip to the slang, she decided to do a live video stream on Twitch of her playing a very popular game right now, Among Us, to help, you know, get that younger generation to the polls. And it was, I've seen like all the clips and stuff all over TikTok. People are just like loving it because it's like really like humanizing her as, you know, someone in Congress and just having her interact, her and Representative Ilhan Omar, they both were playing and they were interacting with these folks. And it was just, everyone was like kind of like fangirling and fanboying. It was kind of cute to see a lot of the different things. And they did a bunch of different stuff with it. And it was just like a fun way for like them to play a game and just like hang out and be like,
I feel you. The other day when I was driving here to, it's, you know, the trip was like over 4 hours. So like the last hour of it, I was just like, I've never really done it where I go on Instagram live and just like, I was just going to listen to music and vibe out and talk to people and say hi, like for the last hour of my trip. And then like, it was just interesting because I got on there and I start like my friend Sean, we ended up catching up. We haven't talked in like a really long time and stuff. So it was just interesting because I'd never used Instagram Live like that to have and we had like an hour long conversation.
Yeah, I like because I saw it because that was Monday night because like I saw that you were live. I was like actually like I was getting out of the car at my friend's house and like I saw that you were live. I do this thing where I park places. I sit in my car for probably too long and I like saw that you were on Instagram Live. I'm like, what? And I popped in and I could see that you were driving. You were like talking to your friend. You guys were talking for a while and I was like, oh, wow, damn.
It was just cool. So like I like that, like, you know, people that don't really Twitch cop on Twitch and like it becomes an experience, you know, that I think is interesting. So what else we got?
So Ariana Grande released her album art and says that she'll be dropping her first single from her album. It's named Positions, which just to me screams sexy bops. I'm thinking they're all going to be very like sex relationship vibes, but her first single
like,
will
track number two is going to be called like Missionary and then track number three is like Doggies.
it's just like the Kama Sutra in track list. Like that's like what it is. So her first one will be dropping, the single will be dropping the same day that this episode drops, so Thursday, the 23rd of October. So I'll be interested to hear. And, you know, fellow compadre JD, he said that whenever, more her full album drops, we have to have him back on to help us break it down because
okay,
he's
cool,
a
cool.
Arianator. So.
What was I going to say? Did you hear, I mean, Justin Bieber was on Saturday Night Live with Issa Rae this past weekend. Did you hear the new song he dropped with Benny Blanco written by Finneas?
Yes. Lonely?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of it?
I kind of like, it was a little bit more emo than I thought it would have been. Mm-hmm. It seems like that side of Biebs is coming out lately. I didn't hate it. Like, I liked it. I thought it was good.
It's all right. I just, I don't know. That, like, little yodel he does with Lonely. It's like, well, like, really? Like, they were like, this is it? I don't know. But, anyways, what else we got?
So what else do we have? So Robert Downey Jr. So there was a viral tweet situation by, producer Amy Berg, who, like, kind of asked the fandom to pick, you know, one has to go of the major Chris's. So that includes Chris Evans, known as Captain America, Chris Pine, who, you know, has been in a lot of the Star Trek movies, and then Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt. And a lot of people chose that the one that should go is Chris Pratt, because he's known for kind of having a very extremist religious and conservative views. And so, and some of it, I think, is tied to some Scientology, some other stuff, some whatever. And so a lot of people were like, yeah, if the one, if one Chris has to go, it could be Chris Pratt.
No,
so
it's definitely Chris Pine. You know, Chris Pine's got to go.
I love Chris Pine.
No,
though.
He's
got to
go. He's got to go. I don't like his face. I don't know why. Like, you know,
because it's just so striking with his blue eyes.
No, forget that guy. I just feel like, I don't know. He just, I don't know. If you're Chris Pratt, people were loving Chris Pratt like a couple years ago. What, how did this turn?
Because people found out like some of the shit that he has said and done, or some of the stuff that led up to him and Anna Faris breaking up and whatever. And he's currently now tied to, like, you know, the Kennedys and stuff like that. But any hoozles, you know, Robert Downey Jr. and Mark Ruffalo took to Twitter and things to support Chris Pratt and say that, you know, he's one of the most genuine, you know, men of Christ or whatever, saying that he's not sinful and all these different things. So it was an interesting take to see them, like, you know, supporting him in that way and, like, you know, coming up just about, you know, it's a silly little viral thing, but it definitely, it's crazy how that can have like that kind of effect now.
What else we got?
So there was a mini New Girl reunion to, you know, promote people to go to the polls, and it included the Fawn Moscato character, and, you know, Winston and Jess and Nick, and it was just quick 30 seconds, but everybody, I feel like you've been rewatching New Girl.
I legit watched New Girl last night in Andy's new Tesla. It was awesome.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we just watched.
Wait, what?
Well, no, and the TV doesn't go on when you're driving, but we just sat in a car. It's a nice ass screen, like, you know.
Yeah, you're just sitting. I know those screens.
Well, I was showing him my new music in the car because we wanted to hear Bump, and then he was like, "New Girl," and I was like, "No way!" And then we sat there and watched a whole episode of New Girl in the Tesla. It's the most expensive iPhone I've ever seen. But yeah, so I love New Girl. That shit is funny as hell. You know, we were ranking the characters and stuff, like, from funniest. Schmidt is definitely the funniest.
Cece's
my
Schmidt.
Favorite because she's the hottest, like, you know, so. And Winston's just so silly. It's crazy.
Who do you think you relate to the most? Which character do you think you are most, like, aligned with?
I would probably think... I would probably say Schmidt, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know why, but, like, I just feel like Schmidt is more me than any of them. You know, I don't know. He just feels like more put together than everybody. Also, like, you know, the storyline of him being like fatter back in the day and stuff like that. I just, you know, I can relate to that.
Wow. That is, yeah, that's similar to, sorry, my light just like went off on me.
You're good.
Technical difficulties out here.
But yeah, so speaking of more TV news, what's going on?
So, you know, back in the day when every famous actor had three names,
Wiggle Dickers of the back in the day.
This was the Wiggle Dickers of the back in the day. Home Improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan was arrested this past week for allegedly strangling his girlfriend. Well, it took a turn.
Yikes. Looks like there's some improvement that needs to be in that home.
Oh, no.
Fatality. Nah, that's not fun. Like, it's not funny. Like, you know,
it's
him.
It's not funny.
Yeah, but you, it was just low hanging fruit. You know, sometimes we got to do it for the pod. But no, that's crazy. Zachary Ty Bryan, now I don't want to even call it a fun fact, random fact, is also, you know, he played the older brother on the show of Three Brothers, but he was actually younger than Jonathan Taylor Thomas, another three name person that was on that show. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's pretty interesting. But anyways, what else we got for quick hits?
So G-Eazy and Jeezy and Ashley Benson seem like they're still going strong. People thought it would be a fling because it happened very close to the end of both of their previous relationships. But, you know, they're still hanging out and they're still like practically living together. So I guess good for them.
Ashley Benson whatever. Is fire. Holy cow.
I know. And so is Jeezy. I love his greasy ass. And then Meghan Trainor is expecting a baby boy with her husband, Daryl Sobrera, i.e., you know, Junie from Spy Kids. For
Damn, dude. I'm trying to think of which joke I'm going to go with. Oh, wow. They must have really got it on like Marvin Gaye, huh?
Oh,
that's how you make babies, V. That's how you make babies.
Oh, I didn't know.
Anywho, okay. Well, what made you go yikes this week, or what was a yikes moment of the week?
This is a big yikes moment, and I feel like as we all have had Zoom fatigue set in, maybe we've gotten a little bit looser. Maybe we've gotten a little bit too comfortable, and Jeffrey Toobin got the most comfortable. He is, you know, a CNN analyst and works for The New Yorker, but has been suspended from both of those roles because he was caught masturbating on a Zoom call with work as they were prepping for coverage of, I believe, election night coverage. They're doing election night coverage prep. And, you know, he must have had a tab on mute of some you know, of the
support. Look, I've heard about doing your job, but this is just getting ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm just on a roll today. But, yo, I mean, main topic here about Zoom calls. Have you ever been on a Zoom call where something cringy happened? Like for example, I've been on a Zoom call, not even like that bad, but it's like I've been on and like someone's mic is not muted and they're just like talking and talking about how dumb the meeting is.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like, oh, just a stupid meeting I have to like be on for like a half an hour or something like that. And it's like, could someone please mute their phone? So it's like that's happened before, but yeah, no, for sure. Like, you know, I've freaked out before about like maybe something was in the background or I just didn't think about like I just turn on my computer or my camera on it, and it's just like like it's just really bad. Like you've seen the fails online. Like a parent will just come through naked. It's like, first of all, why are you just naked around your kids? I don't understand what the hell.
Yeah, but can we like calm down? Like, I don't know. But like, so he was saying, you know, that he thought it was on mute. He thought all these different things. He thought the camera was off, but it was not. But he didn't really explain more. But a lot of people think that, you know, he had a Pornhub tab up that was muted and then, you know, the call up and was just releasing some steam, I guess. And
oh my god, that's mortifying, Veronica. Mortifying.
I can't even imagine. My thing is like I always so like when I'm on calls, I use this mic that I use for our podcast. Mm. And I also use like so because I use this mic, it also has a mute function. So like if I'm not on camera, if it's like a call that I don't really have to speak on or whatever, I'm joking on my,
are you okay?
If I will like cover my camera, I have like a camera cover, mm-hmm. I'll cover it. I'll make sure it's off. So I'm double off camera and then I'll mute my mic and mute it on my mic. So then I'm like double muted. Like I am like fortress. There's no way because like I am so nervous. Yeah. Like I can't.
It's like you have a cut button like they had in radio. Like whenever you swore, you push the button. Like
the button, yeah.
So crazy. Well, let's get into our topic this week. Like, dude, I'm not gonna lie, y'all. Like, I'm like really exhausted today. So today we're just kind of cruising through this pod because this is what we do. But we want to talk about The Bachelor. It was a very weird episode of The Bachelorette, and I do want to talk about it because it got a little freaking loony. It's Looney Tunes over there. So Veronica, where do we start? Where do we start with The Bachelorette this week?
So this week we start with good old Claire. She does, you know, they start off with a group date first, and it is a love languages group date theme. So it starts off first with her like being in this weird ass like castle set situation where she's like asking them to, like, you know, give her words of affirmation, which is my top love language. Mm-hmm. if you didn't know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thanks.
Look, you do like a little giggle and stuff. You're like.
Anyways, so, like, you know, they all have to say what they like about her and, like, all that shit and whatever. And then they move on to doing, what was next? They did,
the blindfold.
Oh, the gifts? They did gifts next, which, yeah, that was hilarious because they all ran back to their, respective rooms to find something to gift her. And then they, you know, they must have had like a little gift wrapping station. They wrapped it up however they wanted to. And then they ran back. And like all the guys who weren't on the date were like chilling by the pool. And they're like, oh my God. And I think the funniest part was how they commented on Bennett, i.e. Harvard guy, how they're like, Bennett's like he's not even sweating. He's just like coming in like a graceful antelope. Everyone else is like just fucking ramming through their doors. And like this man is just like, the walking. But
don't
whatever,
you hate
they
those
go back.
People that just like can walk into places and look like they haven't been sweating? Like, I'm instantly, just the process of getting to a location makes me just sweat the whole way. You know what I'm saying?
You're just sweating thinking about it. You're like, oh.
I am now. But yeah, so, you know, first of all, I thought this first group date was, I didn't like either of these dates. Like the one
I didn't like. I mean, I don't think I liked any of these dates for this entire episode. We could get more into some of those, but yeah.
But you know, it was just more of like Claire being into Dale, you know, making the other guys feel awkward. But
physical touch, like her and Dale were pretty much having like they're dry humping in front of everybody.
Yikes. Jeez.
Yikes. Like just it just
she does
was
look good though. Like it's crazy, like
okay, but her outfit for that date, she looked like some weird sort of like Girl Scout, sort of, but not really. I kind of didn't. I think I need wardrobe to step it up a notch. Like, they're not doing a good job for her.
All right, so later on in the date, for the group date, everyone is playing dodgeball. And Claire...
No, we have not gotten to the dodgeball date yet.
Oh, what other date is there?
There's the one-on-one with Jason, which is just a glorified therapy session where they write down things that partners or people in their life have said about them
It felt really weird. And maybe I don't know
because it literally was therapy. I'm like, I'm like, this man needs actual therapy. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, we should just encourage people to go to therapy. Like, yeah. What was the point of this date? And then they burn her dress from her finale on Juan Pablo season, which why did she still have that? And he said how he thought it was ugly. And she's like, I thought it was cute at the time. And we're all like, no. It was an ugly dress. I don't even know. It probably melted. It couldn't have burnt because that is some like poly blend. There's just no way.
Oh my God. You are hating right now. Holy shit. I think it was very interesting to see like it all play out with like COVID and everything, because I think COVID has something to do with the way it felt. Like it just felt longer than it needed to be. It felt like I was on like an actual like Tinder date or something like that, watching like a Tinder date where people are like interviewing each other back and forth. So I mean, he seems nice enough though. Like, you know, I mean, he didn't come off weird. He came off like a little like quirky, like, you know, but I kind of like that about him. So
I agree.
So anyways, yeah, that worked out for
but
them.
You can tell, I just feel like you can tell with all of these dates when she isn't with Dale, you can tell she's like forcing like some sort of connection with people slash like, or she'll talk about it in her little interviews in such a general sense of being like, I appreciate how these men are saying these nice things about me, or like how they're doing this or that. Like she barely talks about like her actual connections to anybody else. She'll just be like, whenever it's her little interviews about her and Dale, it's always like, Dale and I, our chemistry is this. We just blah, blah, blah. Like, it's definitely like, she's not subtle about how she's not connecting with anybody else.
Yeah, we're not falling for it. But let's go back to the first group date at the cocktail party at the end. Or is that the call? The cocktail?
Oh, yeah.
You know, she comes out and she does a cheers. And I think I might have missed it, but like, it, just because you could have missed it like that. Like, she does a cheers, and then everyone just like, there's like a weird awkward silence afterwards, and no one is like actually trying to like link up with her to like take her away and stuff, and she just loses it. Like, it's crazy. Like,
she gets so pissed.
How do you feel about
that? You didn't come here to be bros. Like, she literally was like, you didn't come here to be bros, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like she's expecting, I don't know. I feel like her expectations are, they're weird to me, because like, she's expecting them to like run after her. And I kind of want to know like what the producer, you know, what the producer behind the scenes stuff is like, what produce told what people to like either like hang back or go forward or don't do this or don't do that. Like, I want to know how much that's involved or if it isn't or what, because I feel like it just definitely, it wasn't a good look on the dudes that none of them, you know, I think I froze there for a second.
Yeah, that might be me, man. I'm using community Wi-Fi right now, so guys, bear with us. We're gonna get through this together.
Expectations,
you know, I definitely, she wants the guys to be more dramatic. She wants people to step up and stuff like that, or she just wanted Dale to step up, and Dale kind of like fell a little flat too, you know. And all the puppy dog shit that comes out afterwards when she yells at you and stuff it was just really cringy to watch. The whole thing, actually, it just, you know, all the guys like being like, I'm going to speak for the guys. He's like, you don't speak for me. And then he's getting so offended by this. Like, yeah, I understand you don't want someone else to speak for you, but like, you got like so in you, like that one guy. And it's just like watching like Claire like make out with him and stuff like that, and him talking to her and stuff. I'm just like, this is so forced. It feels like it doesn't feel.
It feels so forced. And like, she gave him like the rose. I think, what is his name? Shit, I should know. I usually always know the names. It was a black guy. His name is, I feel like it starts with a B, because everyone's name starts with a B. Whatever, I don't know. But she gave him the rose, and you could tell, like, she was like, I have to give someone else the rose on this date. I can't always give it to Dale, even though like he would have been the obvious choice.
Right.
But
you know, I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. Like, you know, and then she just wanted to, like, and then afterwards it was like, she was fine after like they all complimented her and told her all these things. So let's get to the next group date. The next group date, you know, that's where usually, it felt weird because like now that one guy passed away that usually does like those like commentary things with Chris Harrison. And so it just didn't feel the same. But also the suggestion of making it like strip dodgeball was just weird. And this is kind of like, I mean, as a guy, like, I kind of felt bad for the guys. I felt bad for the guys that were actually speaking up about how they felt bad about it, and like people, and people are just kind of downplaying it because it is a huge double standard. Like, think about
it. I agree.
So lay it out. Like, what happened at this dodgeball tournament?
So it becomes strip dodgeball. So whenever there's multiple rounds, and whenever, you know, there's a blue and a red team, and whenever a team loses, they have to strip a piece of clothing off. And so it got down to, the blue team lost every single round, and it got down to the blue team being just in, like, they were wearing jock straps. Like, they had underneath, it was just jock straps, not even like a little Speedo or an underwear, just a jock strap. So that's like bare ass. That's like potentially some balls hanging out. Like, there's some stuff going on. It just, to me, I feel
like the show would have legit been taken off the air if it was flipped situation. If like a guy was like making women like take off clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It felt just as awkward, like asking guys to take off clothes. Like,
yeah, I agree. Like, I don't think this was the right way to go about it. It doesn't really paint Claire. Like, to me, it's like, it's not even like sort of like sex positive empowering on Claire's part. It paints her as like kind of being a horn dog, TBH. And just be, and like,
and on
especially
top of that,
she
like
has-
later on in the show, she's like sends a guy home because he doesn't know anything about her, and besides the fact that she is beautiful, and
she's
he wanted
pretty.
It,
yeah.
But I mean, like, that's a fair enough thing to go on there. Like, what else do you have to go off of? Do you want me to fucking research you right now? Because that's weird in itself. Like, it's like,
exactly. And she like she used examples of being like, well, other guys have said like my drive or like whatever.
I mean,
and
that
it's
guy
like,
was an idiot. That guy was an idiot.
He was an idiot. Yeah. He didn't play it off the right way.
No, dude, that guy was an idiot. But it's just like, you know, still, I kind of felt where he was coming from.
I agree. Well, and she expects like my thing is like, I think because she's been so entrenched in Bachelor Nation for years now, I think she expects everybody to be at that same point with her. And like know her story or whatever, and like know enough to like be conversational,
right?
About
I mean, fair,
her.
That's fair, but like at the same time, just to know that not everybody's like gonna be like that. And
exactly.
And you know, also with this, it's like, dude, like you could tell because she, yeah, you're right. She's been in the franchise for so long. This she's like a character now. But like, this is probably the one season the most I've been able to see like actual human. Like emotions coming out of people, like they're scared, they're getting caught off guard, they're messing up their words, and it's really like bad, you know. And but I do have to applaud her because she's really good at like curving awkward situations, like, you know, the last night when like she did it like a cheers to everyone, and that one guy wanted to take her away, but she wanted to talk to that one guy first, and she like he went up to give her a cheers, he's like, can I take you away? And she's like, first, she's like, cheers, but I'm gonna talk to this guy first. And
she's,
I was
yeah,
like,
I'm gonna
damn,
talk to
that
Brandon
was smooth
first.
As hell, like, for as awkward as that situation was. But yeah, I don't know, it's what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, so I think like with that last date, I didn't like any of these dates. I didn't like that last date, and you know, some of the guys were more butthurt about it than others. Yosef is like major butthurt about it. He thinks she's really classless for doing that with the dudes and whatever, because you know, the losers all came back in just their jock straps and then were sitting on the couch talking about it with just pillows in front of their dicks. And one
I mean,
of them
I
Brandon,
feel him though, like I kind of felt like he's like, I got a daughter, like, not even, first of all, I wouldn't do that, but now my daughter is gonna watch this show, and now she's gonna watch all you guys doing this on the show. It's like, what am I signed up for? Like, you know, I didn't know I was gonna, and that's fair enough. Like, dude, if it was a woman and it was a guy, it would be a whole different like conversation right now. But I'm telling you that it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be at all.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm the type of guy that would feel like uncomfortable about taking off my clothes, like, for all of America, especially next to all these guys. And Yosef has nothing to really worry about. Like, he's got a great body and stuff. So it's like, he legit is just like, this is messed up. And I kind of agree with him on that. Like, I don't know what
I do agree with him. Like, I don't like him as a character, but I do agree with him. And I just think, like, I think it's just such a tired analogy for vulnerability to like have them stripped down. Like, I think about how in Hannah Brown's season they did the whole like naked bungee jumping. I think about how on Chris Soule's season he had the girls like wear tiny bikinis on tractors, and that got a lot of hate because it was like objectifying. Like, I think it's just like when they try to like spin it of being like, you were vulnerable, like this shows like whatever, like I really appreciate that vulnerability. I just think it's tired and cliche in a bad way. And I just think it's tacky at this point, and it's just not even respectful. Like, I think there's so many other ways to actually be vulnerable and not like get naked.
My
for
whole thing
show.
Is like you like naked guys, right? Like when you were watching that. I'm just saying. I would assume, but I would assume that that's why they're doing it on TV, is because like women would, or like, you know, or people who are into it would be watching and stuff. But what were the feelings that you were having when it was like unfolding? Like, you know, was it like, so, oh, like, damn, like, you know, or were you like, what the hell?
No, because, and I watched it with two other women, who, you know, are into men, and we were watching it and we were like, not uncomfortable because they were naked. Like, we were uncomfortable because we're like, why is she doing this? We're like, what does this prove? Like, what, like, this is like, we were like this, like these poor guys, like their dicks are fucking hanging out. Like, we like felt bad. Like, we didn't like, for us, it like wasn't like, it was more like ridiculous. Like, we laughed at parts because we're like, and you know, they have all these black boxes blurring stuff out. We're like, this is ridiculous. Like, what's the point? Like, how, like, what is this?
And then she hugs him at the end of them. at the
yeah,
end.
She's like, oh, no hugs? Like, that's my thing. I'm like, so this was all just a spectacle to be a spectacle. Like, you're fucked up. Like, I just thought it was kind of a fucked up move.
Yeah.
In general. And we also, like, all of me and my female friends that were watching it, like, we're like, okay, Claire. Like, we just kept saying, like, how Claire's a horn dog, which I feel like I've rarely used that to describe a woman. Usually more of a man, because, like, that tends to be a more, like, male produced trait to like present that way. But I'm like, no, like she totally is. She's like doing anything and like, you know, blaming the whole like, well, after quarantine, any sort of physical contact feels great. And like, now let me see everyone's fucking dicks. Like, I just don't get it. Like,
yeah,
she's
obviously not as mature as like she wants to like push herself to be. It's like, come on. Yeah. You're what is she? 39?
39. Yeah.
You're acting like you've never like,
like, you've never seen a dick before?
Yeah, like, you know, so come on. Get it together, girl. But, you know, the two things, like, left I really think we need to talk about on the show was homeboy that interrupted, you know, the winning team's date, group date,
yes.
Cocktail, and ended up being rewarded once again. It was hard mm-hmm. to watch. The whole thing was hard to watch. But, I mean, she wants this right now. She wants this type of stuff to be happening. She wants, you know, him going in for the kiss. It was just like, dude.
It was so cringy.
Oh.
She gave him the cheek.
I mean, I've been there, but not like on camera. Oh my God. Like, it's just, it felt bad. I felt
yeah,
for him.
So yeah, I said how he's like, he keeps getting rewarded. It's Brandon Moines. He's like the one from Canada. He got rewarded night one with first kiss because she was like, even though you broke the rules by reaching out to me over quarantine, I really appreciated it. And then this time, after, you know, after he crashes the cocktail party of the winning team and he was on the losing team, and she even does like her little diss of a miss of the kiss thing, she then for the rose ceremony cocktail party pulls him aside first and was like, I want you to feel like good about your decision because like I really did, you know, it really showed me that you cared, blah, 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 blah. It's all about like she like it just shows her insecurities that she really wants to be affirmed by all these dudes. Like, I think she just is really looking for affirmation. Like, she just wants like these dudes to just do anything, go out of their way to affirm her. And like, so she of course rewarded him again because she's like, well, you went out of your way to affirm me, so like I'm gonna give you a rose before the actual rose ceremony happens. Like, and to me, I just don't think, I think, you know, as you said, she's trying to do this kind of stuff. It's gonna help as part of the show. It's helping like show that somebody else is up there. No, we're not fooled. But I think it's kind of sloppy.
Yeah.
It's forced.
Also, what I didn't like about him, like, he was just like, you know, she wanted to see balls. So I was just showing her balls. Like, he just kept saying
showing
balls.
Her balls. Ugh.
Yeah, balls. Like, you know, I'm like.
Balls.
So, yeah, anyways. And then lastly, it comes down to her having some one-on-one time with Dale and, like, taking the handkerchief or, like, the blindfold with her from the first
group
date.
Yeah, wink, 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 yeah.
Like, the whole thing is just weird. Think about it. Like, why are you going to give him the blindfold and make out with him? Like, it's just weird. Like, what are we saying? What are we doing here?
Like, it's like, hey, remember the last time you had this blindfold on and how you really wanted to make out with me, but you held back? All right, like, here's your chance. Like, I don't know. Like, I just, it's just like, just she's doing the most. Like, we get it. You love Dale. Like, what else do we need to know? Like, I don't know. Like, when is Tayshia coming? That's what I want to know.
Do you think people, like, as a viewer are going, do you think you're going to still, like, continue to like Dale? Or do you think they'll do, like, something to make you hate Dale?
I think they're going to try to make us hate Dale because I think she's going to spend some unsanctioned time with him. And I think that's how the dudes are going to turn against him and that's how we're going to hate him. But I don't, from what I know about Dale from outside of the show, he's like a really genuinely nice dude and like a good guy. So I'm like, that's why when they're like, you don't know the real Dale, when off camera, I'm really interested to see like what they're painting it as, or if it's just like, they know that like, he's winning. Like, I don't know. Like, that's my thing. It's like, is it just like them all being competitive in their egos, or is he actually doing something? That's like what I actually want to see.
Well, what I'm trying to, I just think it's annoying. It's just like, it would just be annoying. It's not even more of like, fuck you, Dale. It's like, dude, like, how am I even going to pursue? I'm not even interested in pursuing you if you're like, you're just not even, you don't even know how you're coming off. Like, you're just giving all the this like energy and stuff to him. So, like, you know, I'm excited to see the Yosef stuff unfold because, you know, there's some good points there and I kind of want to see how she handles it. And I also want to see if like the guys actually turn on her, like after like she does get that close time with Dale, because they, I feel like they would have the right to like be like, what are we here for? Like, you know, he already spent the night with you and now he's got this like advantage. No one else is going to be able to spend the night with her probably.
Yeah. So. Like no one else is winning. Like at that point, like who can win?
Right.
Who can win but Dale? Like she likes him the best. Like, yeah, you can't like, how do you come back from that as a contestant? You don't.
Well, I think that's pretty much it from this week's
episode. Because they ended without the finale. They didn't do like the actual like row ceremony, which I hate when they do that. Yeah. But they're already they're probably just, this is how they're starting to draw out her part of the season.
Well, we already saw her give out roses and send someone home. So that all happened. I'm excited for next week's episode for sure. What do we have, any other like Bachelor news?
The only thing that we didn't get to say last week was that, or did we? I think we did. Never mind. Okay. I don't know.
Well, let's get into our slapper of the week. Our slapper of the week this week, I've been listening to it. I always love when a good song drops before I have to take a little road trip because I'll just listen to the song over and over and over again. I also learned about myself that I never learned the words. I could listen to a song 100 times and the chorus, I'm just messing up the words all the time. Like it's just.
And that's hilarious from someone who actually makes music and writes songs.
I know. It's going to be hard to remember my own lyrics. But, you know, I just hear it the first time and my mind hears melody. So it's like if I catch it and it sounds like it said this, like I'll forever always say the sound it sounded like. But so this song is dope. And the artist is Young Blue and he slid into Drake's DMs and said, "Yo, dude, if you hopped on this, this would be a hit." And Drake sent it back with a verse and it's a fire song. The guitars remind me of what song is it? It's Sting. It's a Sting song that Juice WRLD, I think, sampled for his song. Remember?
Oh shit! Yeah, what is that Sting song? We had the same fucking problem last time when we actually were trying to think of the Sting song. Yeah. Why can we never think of the Sting song?
Well, it sounds like that. It sounds like the guitar. The Sting song was sampled in Juice WRLD, "Lucid Dreams." So, but the sample, it sounds like that. It sounds like the guitars from there. So you guys can tell your boy is like dying right now. I need to take a nap, but after this song I will. This week's slapper of the week, "Your Mind Still" by Young Blue featuring Drake. Let's go.
This song slaps.
If I ever made you angry, girl, just know that it get better in time. They say time heals. She can't see her life without me. She's so blind still. Fuck that nigga. You can tell him that you're mine still. And she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry. Lately she been noticing he ain't me. I wish that we can change places. Don't want no new faces. She got my heartbeat racing. They say time heals. Don't go build a life without me, cause you mine still.
Face, pretty tempted, but pretty taught me ugly lessons. Pretty had me giving more than I was getting. So pretty don't come with something, well then I did it. Shame to tell my friends how much I do for you, cause they know that you would never do the same for me. I wasn't looking for your secrets, they just came to me, and they contradicted everything you claim to be. I took you to the club and you hugged on somebody that I know. And I know them type of hugs. Same shit I do to women when I know I used to fuck. And I know they with they nigga, but they never brought it up. I'm down. down these days. Down to do better, cause you know I done enough. You should lay it down, we'll talk about it when you up. But she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry.
Lately she been noticing he ain't me. I wish that we can change places. Don't want no new faces. She got my heartbeat racing. They say time heals. Don't go build a life without me, cause you mine still. And I don't wanna go unless you make me. Down on my knees, open you take me. Better tell that nigga you mine. Heard you been trying to tie the knot. Girl, tell me you lying. Let me beat that pussy up one more time. Let me beat that pussy up one more time. I know that you fiend for this. I know that you did not forget. So don't go to sleep. And she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry. Lately she been noticing he ain't me. I wish that we can change places. Don't want no new faces. She got my heartbeat racing. They say time heals. Don't go build a life without me, cause you're mine still. And I don't wanna go unless you make me. Lately I've been gone, I'm feeling crazy. I'm from the bricks, we got a whole lot of bricks. You got a whole lot of tricks, and I wanna see what you do with them.
Yeah, slapper of the week, Your Mind Still, Young Blue featuring Drake. Yo, that Drake line in there where he's like, pretty face, pretty tempted.
Pretty tempted.
But pretty taught me ugly lessons. That's gonna have to be like an Instagram status for me here in a little bit. But
Yeah. Put that. Did you put it in your notes?
How do you know? Throwing note up in Instagram post. But yeah, I just really like that song. It's just smooth and beautiful. So do you have any shout outs this week, V?
Yes, I wanted to shout out my friend Michaela. She's also my Vixen workout dance instructor.
Okay.
She celebrated 5 years of teaching Vixen here in Atlanta and starting Vixen here in Atlanta. So congrats to her.
That's awesome.
And then I wanted to shout out my parentals because they're coming in town to help your girl out, get all settled in her new place. By the time my dad doesn't listen to this without my mom. So by the time he hears this, I'll know that he's coming. I'm not supposed to know that he's coming, but whatever. But yay.
Well, dope. Shout out to them. I wanted to shout out my boy, Ivan Romero. He's starting up a new coffee shop called Con Leche in Atlanta. So everyone go check that out. That's the homie. And it's opening here soon. So look for it. And then also today is October 21st, 2020. It's my older sister's birthday. So happy birthday, Preeti. And on top of that, it's actually Back to the Future Day, if you didn't know that. So
I didn't know that. Yeah. How did I not?
October 21st is Back to the Future Day. It's the day that Marty travels to that day to October 21st, 2015. And he essentially goes back in time and then has to go to the future. And that's where like all the futuristic stuff, like the self-powered laces and, you know, all that stuff. But you know me, I'm a huge Back to the Future fan. So I just want to shout out Back to the Future.
Nice.
You know, see that DeLorean take off. Where we're going, we don't need roads. So that's about it. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my time here in Hilton Head, and it should be good tonight. We're about to get some really great reviewed Mexican food here. And we're gonna order it for night lunch. It's gonna be fun. So
Night lunch.
That's what we've been calling it. It's from New Girl.
Oh my god.
Night lunch, dude. It's fun.
Wait, so which one is Andy? If you're Schmidt, then who's Andy?
Andy is probably
Nick. He feels like a Winston or a Nick.
Yeah, he's probably like a Nick.
Yeah, he's probably a Nick.
So, but yeah, we can all agree that CeCe's the best character on there, so That's about it. I'm looking forward to Halloween. I think I figured out what I'm gonna be. I think I'm gonna be Clark Kent. That's gonna be me.
Oh yeah.
Are you alright over there? You're dying.
I'm dying. I'm like still. Oh my god.
Guys, you can't see it, but she's crying, and it looks like she's
dying. I'm literally
dying.
Crying.
So why don't we just end it here? I'm gonna let her catch her breath. And I'm going to sign us out because, look, we're dying legit on this podcast. Let's get out of here.
I got it. I'm back.
No,
I'm
you're
back.
Not. No, you're not. You're back. It's too late. We're out of here, guys. We love you. Stick around. Next week, we'll come back a little stronger. Maybe not. I don't know, guys. Just I hope you're getting your rest.
Holy Jesus Christ.
Okay. Guys, we love you. This has been Future Bachelor. My name is Cy, and this was Veronica.
I'm Veronica.
And we'll miss her when she's gone.
When I'm gone.
Rest in peace. We love you guys. Future Bachelor. Deuces!
Bye!
Fatality.
Future Bachelor Podcast.